You're listening to an original Kimco podcast on blog.kimcorealty.com. Greetings, everyone. I'm Janelle Kazira, a member of Kimco's blogging team. Today we have with us one of Kimco's first Keys tenants, Glennis Prunette, who is the owner and operator of Comic Book Hideout in Fullerton, California. Glennis just opened up a Comic Book Hideout. So congratulations, Glennis. It's nice to have you with us today.
Thank you. My name is Glennis Prunette, and I'm in Fullerton, California, like you said. And we have been open now for 1 week and 2 days.
Great. And what shopping center are you open in?
I am in the Fullerton Town Center in Fullerton, California, off of the 91 freeway on Lemon and Orangethorpe, next to the AMC Theater.
So give us an overview of Comic Book Hideout for all of our listeners.
Well, Comic Book Hideout is not your typical comic book store. Most people that go to a comic book store, it feels like you're going into somebody's basement. It's usually plain and white and a little dank and probably smells not as fresh. And there's comic books slathered around here and there. And my store is much more homey and comfortable. It's warm and inviting, and I am encouraging people to kind of establish a community and a friendly place where they can go and kind of be themselves and get the things that they like and talk about the things that they're interested in and really develop a sort of community where people can hang out and play games and watch movies and have events and buy comic books.
What sparked your business idea?
Well, I have been selling comic books with my father since I was a little girl. When we moved from Georgia to California, my dad started getting into selling at trade shows like Comic-Con and little shows where people come and bring comic books and toys and things like that. And we started doing that when I was six. And so when I was a little girl, it was my dad's dream, and as well as my own, that one day we'll have our own store, and then it'll be cooler than everybody else's store, and it'll have all the stuff that we like and all the stuff that everyone else will like. And so, you know, we would go around to shopping centers and to go eat somewhere or see a movie, and we'd see an empty building and be like, oh, look, there's our comic store. And we'd describe it to each other and kind of think of all the cool ideas of what we could do with it and how we could make it special and unique. And so growing up, I always figured, you know, once I'm done with all my adventures and I've, you know, been all around the world and I've done everything I wanted to do, once I'm ready to settle down, I'll finally open up my own comic book store. And then I turned 25 and realized, oh, wow, this now is no better time than now, you know, and I'd rather do something when I'm young and spunky enough and have enough time and energy to devote wholeheartedly into something. And so I just set my mind to it and said, this is what I want to do. And within, you know, the 6 months since I had officially decided, okay, I want to open my own store, I found the Kimco Keys program and, you know, got all my paperwork together and did all of the business prep stuff and made it happen. And I couldn't be happier.
And how did you hear about the Keys program?
I have been working closely with the Small Business Development Center for here in Long Beach, and I had a couple really good advisors who I'd been working with developing my business plan and just making sure that I had done all of the steps to starting up a small business, which is much more complicated than people think it is. And they actually brought it to my attention that Kimco, the, you know, this huge realty company, was doing a program for, you know, first-time entrepreneurs and small business owners. And I was like, oh, that's me. You know, my hand sprung up. I was like, yes, this sounds excellent. And so I went over to some of the paperwork that they had given me, and I found the perfect spot. They gave me a bunch of different papers that said different locations for that Kimco had ownership of, and I found one in the Fullerton Town Center. And Fullerton was my ideal location where I had been looking to start my store anyway. And so I was like, oh, my gosh, this is perfect. There's no better place than right here. And so to get that opportunity from the Keys program was, you know, kind of made me super, super excited. And so I might have been a little bit too excited because I didn't anticipate that, you know, huge real estate companies have to, you know, go through many different people to do paperwork, and, you know, you don't just walk in and shake hands and get the keys. So I had to be very patient, which is a good trial for me, because I'm not a very patient person. I get really excited about something and just want to get it done really right away. But Keys program definitely helped me develop my patience for corporate business. So I applied to the program, and they liked my idea, and they liked the numbers and the business plan that I had come up with, all of the paperwork aspect of it. And I had met with some people to look at the properties, and there was a couple different locations in the town center that I wanted. And so I negotiated with them and kind of tried to get the one that was going to be best. And, you know, that doesn't always work out. But, you know, Kimco was definitely trying to accommodate me and what I wanted. And once I finally got the keys and got into the place that I have now, you know, I've had to put a lot of work into it, you know, fixing it up and whatnot. But I'm very, very happy with my location now, and hopefully we'll be here and successful for a long time.
What do you hope to get out of the Keys program?
Well, the Keys program, what it is for me is kind of a nice safety net. As a startup business, you know, you're not expected to make any profit for the first couple years that you're in business because of the startup costs and overhead and getting people to, you know, get into your area and to realize that you're there and understand that you're the best at what you do. So for me, the Kimco Keys program is just to help me have a little leeway in the time that it takes for me to get set up. So with the rent discount that I'm getting for the property that I'm in right now, I can kind of in the next year establish how much money I'm making as my business, what are my expenses, and kind of figure out the numbers and what I need to stay afloat and what I need to be successful. So the Keys program is really, really helpful for me just to kind of get a handle on my own financial, you know, security as a business, making sure that I'm not getting in over my head, and everything that I take on is something that I can handle financially. And for me, that's a huge, huge, you know, safety net and back bracer, little support network that I can use to establish my business because I want it to be the best that it can be.
Why do you think that Fullerton, California is the ideal location for your business?
Fullerton, California in Orange County is a college town, and the area itself is very hip and cool. It's a college town, so there's a lot of young people that are either in school or just out of school. People stick around to start families. There's a couple places in Orange County that are like little pockets of geek culture, which is what my store is completely dedicated to. And, you know, I lived in Fullerton for a long time, and I really enjoy the area. I feel like the people are kind of on the same wavelength.
What would you want your potential customers to know the most about Comic Book Hideout?
My store specializes in like indie weirdness, stuff you wouldn't be able to find necessarily anywhere else. So we have a ton of superhero stuff, but I also have small press stuff and indie stuff and cool writers and artists stuff that you wouldn't necessarily be introduced to in another store. And based on my own personal knowledge and what you know, what I've read and what I think is pretty awesome, I can help direct people to maybe experience something that they didn't know existed before. So people come in and they think of comic books as Superman and Batman and X-Men, but they can come into my store and I can introduce them to something like some Alan Moore work or some, you know, Daniel Klaus, or, you know, some cool artists that they've never heard of before, either old or new or upcoming. That gives them an opportunity to find something new and fresh every time they come in. See, now I'm talking geek speak and I feel like I'm going to lose you.
So tell us how your grand opening went, Glennis. I understand that was on November 10th. So what did you have to offer all of your customers?
So Saturday, November 10th was my grand opening, as you said, and it was a much anticipated opening because I had people, I'd been hasty and excited about opening up my store, and I had told people I went to Comic-Con in the summer and was hoping that I would be open by the end of September. I was not open by the end of September, obviously. And so I had a lot of people that were eagerly waiting for me to get the doors open because they knew what I had to offer based on shows that I had done and the comics that I had exposed them to when I had met them at Comic-Con or Wizard World or Kamikaze. And so the 10th, I opened the doors at 10 a.m., and I had music and games and things going on throughout the day. And then at 4 or 5 o'clock, I had Gorilla Tacos, who is my friend from L.A. He's a gourmet sous chef that makes fantastic tacos come out. I had an awesome DJ. I had a bunch of I am the sponsor for Los Angeles Dumbledore's Army, which is the Los Angeles adult Harry Potter fan group. And they came and did trivia questions and prizes. And I had a bunch of just all of my stock ready to go and shiny and pretty for everyone to look at. I have 3 different arcade games in the location, and also just a fresh face in the comic book world for people to come and get excited about. So I think total we had nearly 400 people show up to the grand opening. Thank goodness the fire marshal didn't come out because he would have not been very happy. But I had people spilling out the back and the front, and everyone seemed to be having an amazing time. I had made nearly double my goal, what I was looking to make in sales for the grand opening, and every person that came in was so excited and happy to see that such a place existed. That's really what I got out of it, was the feeling that people were really stoked that I had opened my store, that I opened it in Fullerton, and that they had a place to go where they knew that they could get the cool stuff that they were looking for and the stuff that they weren't looking for that they didn't even know they liked yet. So I had a fantastically successful grand opening, and made a teary-eyed speech and everything. And it was wonderful. I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Well, Gladys, it sounds like you are off and running with Comic Book Hideout. So congrats again on the grand opening, and best of luck to you with everything.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks for taking some time out with us.
Of course. And thanks for the Kinko Keys program, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them.
You've just listened to an original Kimco podcast on blog.kimcorealty.com.